tonight we are talking about this two nights. We're talking about the kingdom of God. And specifically tonight, we're going to be focusing on one specific objective. But I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Philippians, the third chapter. Philippians, the third chapter, and the 20th verse. Philippians, the third chapter, and the 20th verse. Oh, that's okay. Do you have it? The 20th verse. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Conversation means citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven. You and I are on this earth, but our citizenship is in heaven. We recently mentioned that Jesus said to Pilate that my kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is not from this world. But he did not say that his kingdom is not in this world. Jesus, it's possible for you to be on the earth and living in the kingdom of God without going to heaven, without leaving the earth. And you can live in the benefits and the provisions and experience the things that are available in heaven while you are on the earth. That's what Jesus did, didn't he? Didn't he? Jesus was on the earth. And since he was here, the kingdom of God, he was living in the kingdom of God while he was on the earth. Amen. Jesus was supposed to be on the earth living in the kingdom of God. We talked recently about the word colonization. Colonization, a colony is a foreign territory that is inhabited by people, and those people in that foreign territory are charged with the responsibility to influence that domain with the values and the culture of their kingdom or of their country. They're inhabiting a foreign territory, but they are charged to influence that domain with the culture and the values of their country. But they live in that other place. And also they are charged to bring that territory under the government of their country. And they do that with laws of their government. The government laws of their country is what they bring this other territory under their government with laws. So two things. This is my third time repeating this. Third time I'm standing up sharing this. This must be important. A colony is when people are settled in a foreign territory and they are charged to influence that territory. They influence it with the culture and the values of their country. Also, they are to control the environment there. They are to control or bring that territory under the government of their country. And so the earth is a global colony of heaven. The earth is a colony of heaven. You are here. Your citizenship is heaven. You don't supposed to be in heaven. You're supposed to be on the earth. Your attitude about the world should not be, I'm trying to get out of here. It should not be, I'm conforming to this world while I'm on the earth. It should be that I'm supposed to be on the earth and I'm supposed to be in this world, right here in this world. And I am a citizen of another country, but I'm supposed to live here. I don't supposed to be trying to leave. I don't supposed to have it as my goal, trying to get somewhere else. I don't supposed to be trying to fly away. I don't supposed to be trying to leave. I'm supposed to be here. We saw in the Bible that in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, God said that he created the earth not for it to be void, but he created the earth so that the earth could be inhabited. He didn't create the earth for people not to live in it. He created the earth for you to live here. You don't supposed to live in heaven. Amen. You're not supposed to be trying to go to heaven. Amen. Your goal is not to fly away someday. Amen. Your goal is to be in this earth taking care of the reason that you are here. Amen. The Bible is not a religious book. The Bible is a book about a kingdom. God is a king. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, am I in the right place? Glory to God. Answer them. Say, yes, you are. Amen. Amen. The Bible is not about a religion. God never intended for people to be members of a religion. He never did. God intended for people to be God's sons. Amen. God created Adam, and he created the earth first, and he created Adam, and he put Adam in the earth. And the Bible says that Adam was God's son. Amen. Adam died spiritually, and then God sent the last Adam. The last Adam was God's son also. Jesus was the only one born a son up to that time. Adam was created, but Adam was God's son. God intended to be God in heaven, and he wanted to give the earth to men so that men could be God's sons on the earth and functioning, say functioning, on earth like their father functions in heaven. Let's look at the book of Luke, the third chapter. Luke, the third chapter. Do you see it? Praise God. Luke, the third chapter. And let's see the genealogy of Jesus. Let's start at the 37th verse. Ready? Read. Which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of who? Who? Melel. Which was the son of, see, I could have gone on and started at the other verse with it, didn't he? I had to go through all these. I thought it was in the 37th verse, okay? Okay. The son of Canaan, come on, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Adam was God's son. Amen. Adam came out of God. And the Bible says, look at Genesis, the first chapter. Genesis, the first chapter, in the 26th verse. Are you all looking at it? Or are y'all looking at me? Look at it. Okay. And God said, let us make man. What? Read it. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man. How did he create him? In his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Okay, so God created man, a carbon of himself. Man originally was a carbon of God. He created him exactly in the image of God. But he put him on the earth so that he could be on the earth functioning like God works. God is a king. Adam was a king. Jesus was born, come on, help me, a king. Did y'all know Jesus was a king? Y'all noticed that he was a king when he was born, wasn't he? He was born king, and he when he died, he still was saying, I'm a king. Only thing he said, my kingdom is not of this world. He didn't say it wasn't in this world. The kingdom of God, Jesus lived on earth. He was a citizen of heaven, another place, while he was on the earth. You don't have to live in the place to be in a jurisdiction of the place. And the kingdom of heaven is any jurisdiction where the influence of God has full authority. So it didn't matter whether Jesus was in that place where God lives or in the place where Jesus was living. Jesus was living in a jurisdiction of heaven. And so he's supposed to have government privileges of heaven operating wherever he is. It didn't matter whether Jesus was in heaven or on the earth, as long as he was in the kingdom of God. And you can see from Jesus' life. You can see from Adam's life. Before Adam died spiritually, of course he was still physically alive after he died spiritually. You can see in his life, this man was a king. He did everything by talking, just like God. He functioned just like God. God wouldn't even name stuff that was on the earth. Adam had control on the earth. God was controlling heaven. The first thing that God said about mankind when he created him, let them have dominion. Dominion means to be established as the sovereign in a certain territory. God didn't say, let him have dominion. He said, let them have dominion. That's why God just have to let men do what they are going to do. Because men are in control on the earth. Adam was in control, wasn't he? God created stuff and brought it to him and see what he would call it. And whatever he said it was, that's what it was. Adam was to function and to work like God works, because Adam was God's son. Amen. And he was in a kingdom. He gave him a little spot of place, and he told Adam to subdue the earth. Adam was supposed to increase that territory until it subdued the whole earth with the knowledge of the glory of God. And he was supposed to expand and multiply and keep that thing going, because that's where Adam was, and that was his domain. Earth is a global colony of heaven. The citizens of heaven who live on the earth are charged to influence the territory where they are and control that domain with the laws of their kingdom. Look at Adam. Wasn't he running things? Wasn't he working? How was he working? Did you notice that God did a lot of work in those first 7 days, didn't he? How did he get it done? And God, and God, and God, and God. And then he put Adam on the earth, and the Bible says Adam became a living soul. That translated means Adam became a speaking spirit. And he had to be in a body. You are a spirit being. You are not a body. You just live in a body. Adam has to, in order to have authority to use power on the earth, you have to have a body. In order to use God's power while you are on the earth in a body, you have to be a son of God. Adam was God's son, and he had a body. Amen. Adam died spiritually, and he fell. Instead of him being able to exercise all of this power and control, he had bowed the knee to an alien spirit and made the devil the God, say God, of this world. See, he's not the God of this earth, but he's the God of, he runs that earth, that world system. The world began when Adam died. That other system where Satan runs things. That's when that world began. The world. That world. And now in the end of the world, say it's the end of the world has already come. As far as you are concerned, when Jesus died, that canceled what Adam was. Jesus died because your sins were on Jesus. So that everybody could be dead. What happened is God got everything that was wrong with man. All your sickness, all your sin, all your shortcoming, all your fear, all your poverty, took it from you and put it on Jesus. And that's why he died. And that was the end of the world for everybody who are now born into another kingdom. You remember when Jesus was on the earth, Nicodemus was trying to get into the kingdom of heaven, wasn't he? Why? Because he noticed Jesus was in the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus wasn't trying to go anywhere. He wasn't trying to fly away. He wasn't trying to go to heaven. He was trying to get into heaven. And Jesus was there in heaven, in the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus was a religious man. And Jesus was a citizen of the kingdom of God. You don't be members of a kingdom. You have to become a citizen of a kingdom. You be members of religions and organizations and sororities and fraternities. You be members of religions. You don't be members of the kingdom. You have to be a citizen of the kingdom. And being born into a kingdom guarantees you birthright. And Jesus told Nicodemus, you got to be born into the kingdom of God, or else you can't even see it. He's not talking about going somewhere and seeing a city. He's talking about you can't even see what I'm in. Because the Holy Spirit has to take what belongs to God and show it to you. And Jesus was over there in another whole kingdom. That's why things obey Jesus. Because he's the Son of God. And he's a king. And he's in the kingdom of God. And that's why things obey you. Because now you are a son of God. And you have the spirit of the Son of God that was in Jesus inside of you. Trouble is, you and I have just been ignorant kings. Kings and didn't know it. Somebody told us that we're supposed to be trying to make it in somewhere after you're born again. But you know, sometime or another, people have to begin to realize that once we are born again, we just need somebody to shoot us if we're going to fly away and go somewhere. You're just going to get somebody to kill you real quick. You don't have to do all that struggling and try to make it in. Once you're in the kingdom of God, you're born into it. Jesus don't tell you to try to change your conduct after you're born again as much as he tell you to renew your mind so that you can demonstrate that you really are a son of God. But you have to know it first. The more you can think like royalty, the more you begin to act and talk like royalty. And the more you act like royalty, the more you tend to proclaim the message that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And anybody who wants to can come on and be born into it and then learn how to live like a son rather than a slave. People in the kingdom of God are not trying to get blessed. People who are trying to get blessed are people who are members of religions. You notice that Jesus wasn't walking around on the earth trying to get blessed. You notice that he walked around saying, I'm not of this. My kingdom is not of this world. This is what he would say. He said, I only do what I see my father do. He would say things like, my father is always with me because I always speak those words that he's given me to speak. And I don't speak other words in this atmosphere unless he's given them to me to speak. Now, that's a man that's working like he's supposed to work. Anybody got a watch? I'm talking about anybody have a watch. Let me see your watch, sister. Let me see your watch. Is it working? I don't see no shovel in his hand. Wait a minute. You say it's ticking. So you mean working means it's functioning like whoever made it thought it's supposed to work. So it don't supposed to punch a clock. It don't supposed to dig a ditch. It don't supposed to toil, does it? It's supposed to tick. Is it working? It's working. How did God work? Speaking. How did Adam work? He was God's son. When did he start having to work by the sweat of his brow? After he died. He's supposed to be speaking. He's supposed to only speak words that line up with the government of heaven. Now, an ambassador of a place, if you live in another country and you are an ambassador of that country from your main country where you are a citizen, if you are an ambassador and you are over in another country, this applies to ambassadors to the UN and Africa, you know, any person who is here, who is a citizen of America, and they go somewhere else and they are an ambassador of America to another country, if they are in that other country and they say anything that is out of line with the constitution of their government, the king or the president of their country can call them back because they have disqualified themselves to be an ambassador. If they say anything that king wouldn't say while he is functioning as an ambassador, he just disqualified himself as an ambassador and they'll call him back. Because he stopped working. He's not functioning like he's supposed to function. Now, from the time that Adam died, spiritually, up to the time that Jesus was raised until Jesus, the kingdom had been lost. And here comes Jesus, the Son, the last. He's Son of God. He's everything. Everybody he's talking to on earth, all those people are dead. There are nobody born again yet. Jesus is the only person on the earth in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John who is in the kingdom of God. Everybody else who he talks to were dead. Nobody was born again. And so Jesus came saying, repent. That means stop thinking like you've been thinking. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He would cast out a devil. He said, if that came out by the finger of God, that means the kingdom of heaven has come upon you. Amen. And he had government privileges from his kingdom. Did y'all notice that? And he always was taken care of because he had a father in heaven and his kingdom was not of this world. But his source was heaven. And when there was a need, he got it out of there. And it showed up here. That's how it works. The reason that God always showed up for him is because he would not get out of line with his government. So his government was taking care of him. He had governmental privileges, and that's how you are now. You are a citizen of heaven who lives on the earth. And the most priority in your life should be exploring, seeking, understanding, experiencing, appropriating this kingdom that you came in when you were born again. See, when you were born into the kingdom of God, your birthright guarantees you citizenship. And you came through the door. But don't just hang around the door. Jesus said, I'm the door. But once you get in it, you go and find out, what is this that I am in? You don't make it your goal to leave. You seek, explore, understand, experience, appropriate, because you cannot experience something that you are postponing. You can't appropriate what you are postponing. You're supposed to be here. And you experience. You influence the territory. Don't be surprised if people on the earth don't have the culture that you have. Don't run away from, y'all listening to me, I'm closing, y'all. I'm about through. Don't run away from the culture that's in your domain. Don't, listen, don't live the rest of your life and not know the culture of your country, because it's totally opposite from the way people are in this world. Don't be afraid that your kingdom won't take care of you. Your Father is in heaven. Your source is heaven, not this world. You are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. And you have a right to live on this earth with heaven's government taking care of you and providing for you and protecting you. While, say while, I seek, explore, understand, appropriate the kingdom and remain upright with the government of heaven. The government of heaven is what you see. You bring your territory under the government of heaven with laws. Say laws. Laws work for anybody, anywhere on the earth. The laws that you have are the laws of the kingdom of heaven, and you make this territory come under heaven's government, and you control your environment. That's why you are here, to influence the domain with your values of your country and the culture of your country. But you control your environment with the laws of your government. They work just as smooth on earth as they do in heaven. Seek first. See, God know you have need of the basic needs. God know you have need of things. Your heavenly, say heavenly Father, knows you have need of things. But he said, it's been your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You got control over stuff. You have control with your kingdom's laws. It overrides this natural world. It overrides this natural world. So what you do is feed on your constitution. This is not a religious book. This is the constitution of heaven. And if you remain upright with that, it's called righteousness. Upright with the constitution, you remain as a representative of heaven, an ambassador. And if somebody slap a senator, that's just an offense. But if somebody slap an ambassador, that's an international incident. If they slap you, they are slapping heaven. as long as you are a proper representative of heaven. You cannot be afraid that your heaven, your government won't take care of you. As long as you don't relinquish your culture and your values and being upright with the government of heaven, heaven will always show up wherever you are. And you can get your job done. You control your environment. You're not trying to get away. You're not trying to leave here. Don't be surprised if you're in a place and it's opposite and the culture there is opposite. That's why you are there. That's why you are there. That's why you are there. I'm talking about the purpose that you are on this earth. And if you've lost your strength, if you have lost your ability to influence things, you're no good. Aside from just people trample on you. And you're rolling over, acting humble, saying, I know I'm going to make it home someday. The Bible says that you are at home while you're in your body. You don't leave your body and go home. You're in your body. You're at home right now. Religion tricks people into thinking that the goal is to try to fly away and go to this city called heaven. But the Bible says that this city called heaven is going to come down from God, out of heaven. Haven't y'all read? Haven't y'all gone to funerals? The voice, y'all remember? The trump, you know. The Lord, come on, the Lord himself will what? Descend from heaven with a shout. And with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Are y'all listening? So he gonna come down. The people who are in heaven right now, they are asking God, how long? How long? Because they ready. They ready to end this thing. But God said that Jesus is gonna come down. The city is gonna come down. And the people who's already gone to heaven are gonna come down. Why is the rapture going to happen? Because God has to deliver you from the wrath to come. He's going to get you out the way. But you coming back, you will live here forever. Oh, the earth is going to be a renewed earth, not a different one. It's going to be the same earth. He said, I saw a heaven, new heaven and a new earth. He's talking about I saw a renewed heaven and a renewed earth. The Bible says this, the earth is going to last forever and ever. This earth is going to last forever. It's just going to be renewed. But when Jesus comes back, we're going to be caught up in that cloud of people. And the Bible says, so shall you ever be with the Lord. And the Bible, have y'all read the end of the book? He said, we're going to reign with him forever. We're going to reign with him forever. But the moment you get born again, start seeing yourself. Start training yourself. Do what the Bible says. Start renewing your mind. The more you think like royalty, how you do it? Well, you have to get the Bible. You can't get religion because you can't grow by religion. You got to get the word like a baby with no past. You got to get the word and you'll grow by that. He said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the message. The only message Jesus preached publicly was about the kingdom of God. He never preached publicly. Get right, church, let's go home. He never preached as a public message faith. He never preached as a public message healing. He never preached as a public message these other subjects. He never preached as a public message Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Publicly, the only message he ever preached was repent. Come on, fellas. Stop thinking like that. What Adam lost, I've come to announce that it's back, and I'm the king of this kingdom, and in a little while, you're going to be able to be born into it, because I'm going to go away, and I'm going to send what's in me back, and then you're going to come into the kingdom of God, and then you are going to know in that day that I'm in the Father, and he's in me, and I'm in you, and then what I'm doing, you'll do it, because I go to my Father. And I want you to be a son. I came so I can announce a kingdom has been restored to the earth. And to make a way for you to come into this kingdom, I'm the door. You got to come through me. But once you in here, seek, learn about, explore the kingdom and remain upright with his righteousness, with his government. And all these things shall be added to you. You don't have to spend your life trying to have your mind on you and trying to take care of you and run around trying to get blessed. Because once you're in the kingdom of God, I'm going to write you a letter and I'm going to tell you that you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so you can spend the rest of your life doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, and the kingdom will take care of you. Because you are an ambassador to Africa. If he needs a stake, his country gets it to him. He has a big old fence in Haiti. I've never been there, but in Haiti, I understand that there are people outside of a big old fence. And when they are eating, they fan flies off their food. But then up to that fence, on the other side of that fence, there's a big fence. And on the other side of that fence, it might be dirt on that side, but on this side, there's green, pretty grass and a big white embassy building. Because the ambassador to Haiti from America lived there. It doesn't matter where the ambassador is living. He's still supposed to live like he's in, oh my goodness, he's still supposed to live like he's in America. Because the condition of the government there don't influence his provision. Said, my kingdom is not of this world. So the more you begin to look at the Bible and start looking for what God said about you, who you are, since you've been born again, you're going to find out that now you are sons of God. You're going to find out that you have been delivered from the legal authority of anything that the devil could ever do to a man. And that you have been conveyed into the kingdom of God without going anywhere. And that you are in that kingdom right now. And you have your redemption from everything that came into this world because of sin by the blood of Jesus. He paid for you not to have to put up with any of it. And he left you on this earth so that you could represent him properly. And when you say something, it'll come to pass. Train yourself to believe that what you say will come to pass. And when you start believing it in your heart, you'll have whatever you say. Well, whatever. No, he didn't say anything about God. He said whatever you say, because you are in control. Praise God. Y'all been blessed today? You know what blessed me? Blessed is not material things. Material things showing up is a manifestation of blessing. You bless when you get when you get revelation of what's going on right now. Can I show you just one more verse of scripture? Colossians 1st chapter. Did you know in the kingdom of heaven there is no sickness? Did you know that God said you are the light? You're the light. Do you know you're supposed to control every territory that you walk in with heaven's laws? You know when light comes in a place, no matter how dark it is, the darkness can't stop the light. The light just takes over, doesn't it? Listen, you are the light. Say it. I am the light. See, you control. When you come somewhere operating in the laws of your kingdom, it doesn't matter how much darkness in this world. Darkness can't comprehend light. It can't stop it. Say, I'm the light. Hallelujah. So you walk in somewhere and you talking right. Listen, you working, you functioning. When you talking right, when you are talking right, God will confirm what you're saying. So as you go, say as I go, as I go. While you go in place, if you go somewhere, as you go, say, kingdom of heaven is at hand. You're going to go somewhere tonight, aren't you? You go to the gas station. Just mutter to yourself, the kingdom is here. God will never leave me. He'll never forsake me. As he was with Moses, so he is with me. The kingdom of God is in my presence. Hallelujah. As you go, preach, say. He don't say, well, just preach a good message. Choose you a good message. Now preach, say. Well, you got to preach the gospel. You got to talk about Jesus now. Wait a minute. Wait. Preach, say. The kingdom of God is at hand. Well, Jesus did die, didn't he? And he was buried, wasn't he? And he was raised from the dead, wasn't he? But if that's all you know, you'll never experience what God died, Jesus died and was buried and was raised from the dead for. You will put it off to some other time and you will not appropriate it while you're on this earth. You live on this earth. You cannot appropriate something that you postpone. But as you go, when you talk, said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And anything that goes in heaven can go in my life. If it don't go up in heaven, it don't go in my life. And I got the authority to lock up what don't supposed to be happening in heaven. And I got authority to loose what happens, what's supposed to happen in heaven. I got the keys. I got the authority. If it don't supposed to happen in the kingdom of heaven, I got authority to lock that thing up. And the Holy Spirit will go with you and confirm what you say. If you say, the kingdom of heaven is where I am. He will confirm your word, your message with signs following. He will work with you as long as you're saying the right thing. If you work, he'll work. If you work, he'll work. If you work, he'll confirm what you say because you're saying what he said say. And you can stop working from your own labor. Enter into his rest because everything's been fixed in the kingdom of God. And that's why it's good news, because when you go, you say good news. What Adam lost in the garden has been restored, and I'm born into it, and I'm still on this earth. And they all went and they preached the good news that Jesus preached, the Lord working with them that was preaching about the kingdom, confirming that message with signs following. And Jesus was already going to heaven, and now Peter is walking around talking about it's here and I'm in the kingdom, and the stuff happening for Peter like it happened for Jesus. You're in that kingdom now. We just been ignorant kings. Somebody sold us a bill of goods that we are trying to go somewhere, and the message is never been, let's try to go on and fly away. The message is you're supposed to be here, and you're supposed to influence the domain. People supposed to remember your number when they baby gets sick. People supposed to remember your number when they can't get along. Somebody supposed to know and see your good works. I ain't talking about religious works. They need to see you do what God does. And God will do it through you when you're talking right. Amen.